going to talk some Halloween-themed events right about now. We've got Jeff Hartz in studio with us. Jeff's been here before, and he was so great the last time we had him in. We had to have him in at least one more time. Jeff, how are you?
I don't know about that, Bull, but it's good to be back.
No, you guys put on an awesome show at that haunted garage sale. I actually went out there. My girlfriend and I actually purchased quite a few items. Walked out of there with some really good stuff. It's on display at the house as we speak.
And great.
At the time, you had talked about this whole Boo by the Woods event, and you talked
right.
about how it's not just one of those haunted hayride, haunted house type events. It's really kind of educational, informational, but there are many facets to this event.
Yeah, the big reason I'm here today is I wanted to discuss this event in Avon Lake at the Avon Lake Public Library called The Boo by the Woods. And the part that we're really involved in is the Trail of Haunted Tales. Now, this is a festival-themed thing that's for kids between the age of 5 and 12. And the haunt itself is, it has the scary aspect to it, but instead of leaping out and screaming at the kids, the actors come out and tell cautionary tales. So the children are, you know, they have life lessons from these haunted characters on why these certain characters are trapped in the woods, whether they stole from somebody or something like that. So they get the feel of a haunted house, and they maybe get their first experience with a haunted house, but it's not too overwhelming for it. And we gear it at the children in a manner that they can handle, and they'll even back it off a little bit if it seems like the kids are not, you know, able to handle even the level that they're at. And these are people who are chosen with their ability for acting and dealing with the children, because they have to go out and give these repeat performances over a period. And the event goes from 6 until 9, the trail end of it. And so they're going to give these parts over numerous times during the evening in the delivery of the story that they need to. And all of these people volunteer their time. It's really a great event that the city gets behind.
So what kinds of characters are they dressed as during this thing?
Well, there's like the Headless Horseman, there's the pirate character, there's witches, and this year they're changing it up, and it's going to be kind of like a little bit of a surprise on the new ones, because with these haunted attractions, you do have to change it up. People will come year after year, and if you give them the same thing every year, then it kind of loses its feel. So they're going to be adding some characters, and some of the props they're going to be putting in here, and they're really top-notch props. The members of the Cleveland Haunt Club, of which I'm the president of, play a big part in this, and some of our members, Woody and Frank Mamana and such, they volunteer their time and their props, and they've got thousands of dollars in Halloween props and things that are like haunted house quality, professional quality props that they bring out and they set up on the trail to create this whole effect for these kids to go through.
Jeff, how do you guys work out these plots? Is it scripted, or do you guys kind of improv it based on what you
yeah,
have?
Yeah, this is planned out throughout the year, and this is really the brainchild of this councilman in Avon Lake. His name is Dave Koz, and he's a member of the Cleveland Haunt Club, and he's a big, you know, home haunter, and he's involved with our club, and he was together with some friends and said, you know, why isn't there a haunted attraction for kids? And they were like, why don't we do our own? And so they created this one, and it's just blown up every year. Last year, they had over 1,000 people come. This year, they set up all the sales online, and they've sold over 1,200 tickets in like 5 days. So it is sold out, but I kind of wanted to come in and like let people know so they can look for it next year. So it's on their radar, and they can keep an eye on it. But they're planning this out throughout the year, and they write up their scripts, and they determine what characters they want in there, you know, and it's based on the different ideas that they have for this. So it's always kind of like this evolving thing that they're doing, but it's really entertaining, and adults can go through it too. We had some of our members who went there, and you know, and they're in their 40s, and they enjoyed it for what it was, just to go out there and they have that you know, ambient of the spookiness and enjoy the stories and everything. So I think it's something that the whole family will enjoy, and it's really a cool event that they make it very well rounded.
What are some of the morals that you guys teach? Do you know?
Well, you know, it's like being polite to others and you know, not stealing and those sort of things. Just your standard just being a good person
sure.
thing, but kind of reinforcing it from this evil character who comes out and say, I'm stuck in this position because of these things that I didn't, you know, follow. So I think it's really a lot of fun for the kids. And when they finish the trail, there's a lot of other things for them to do. They can go in the library and they've got like some animals that they can see. They have like the Ghostbusters. And we were talking before we came on the air how they were at our, you know, a haunted garage sale where the Ghostbusters are going to be there with their Ecto vehicle and, you know, the big Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So it's more than just the trail itself. There's a lot of other things for them to do. The Cleveland Haunt Club is going to have a tent, and we're going to have crafts for the kids to do, like creating their own little things for Halloween. So it's you know, just a lot of fun for the kids to come out and enjoy and be involved with Halloween and haunted houses where maybe in the past they were too young for it. And we've created an opportunity for the younger ones to kind of get their first, you know, experience with that where it's not too overwhelming.
Again, we're talking with Jeff Hartz of the Cleveland Haunt Club here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, boy, you mentioned there that the event itself is sold out. Now, some of the things that are going on outside of the actual haunted excursion, you can still attend, correct?
Yes,
so
yeah.
The entire event's not sold out. It's
right.
Just like that the haunted tour, that part is sold out, right?
Exactly. Taking the tour itself and going on the trail has sold out. You would need tickets to do that. But if you just wanted to come to the library and kind of soak it in and see what it was like, yeah, you could come down there and enjoy the other aspects to it. And there will be a lot of things to do. Essentially, they shut down the parking lot for the library, and there's parking across the street. And the library is located at 32649 Electric in Avon Lake. It's just east of Route 83 there in Avon Lake. And there's parking at the school across the street as well as the high school. So there will be parking available. There's just no parking at the library itself. So they may have to walk a little ways, but it's going to be worth it for them to do so.
You were pretty fired up about this event the last time we had you in. We brought you in to talk about that haunted garage sale, and that was awesome. But you mentioned at the end of it, hey,
yeah,
we got to talk about this.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And the Cleveland Haunt Club's extremely proud to be associated with it. We're one of the sponsors, and our members are very heavily involved as actors, as the prop people, as security, as guides. And there's a lot of people and a lot of man hours that go into it because it's like, you know, there's a lot of money in these props out there. So we need people to make sure that they're safe and everything. And it's a, you know, the trail is protected, and then there's you know, guides that take the people through. With this many people going through, 1,200 people, they try and do it in groups of like 10 to 12. Anything bigger than that, then you're just getting lost in the shuffle. And so you're going to have these many groups, you need to have so many guides, and you think how many times are the people going to be doing these stories? So it's going to be a busy night for them, but they're all excited. We're really getting amped up for it. And, you know, this is our busy time. So it's just sort of you soak it in and enjoy it as much as you can. And, you know, it's something we really look forward to.
You mentioned that this is the busy time of year for you guys. And I would imagine so. Look, I mean, we're 2 weeks away from Halloween. What are some other events that you guys have going on? Before we went on the air, you were telling us about some other things you guys have going on. What other events you guys have going on leading up to Halloween?
With the Haunt Club itself, we have our monthly meetings, and the meeting that we're having this month, we're having what's called a yard crawl, and that's where our members do these very involved setups in their front yard. We call them yard haunts. When you drive down the street and you see somebody has this really cool Halloween decorations set up in their yard, we call them yard haunts. And there's some amazing ones around here. And a lot of them are by our members. And so what we'll do is at our next meeting this Thursday, we'll meet at the Copper Cup in Westlake. We'll all get together, and then we'll caravan, and we'll go to the different yard haunts, and we'll look at them, and we'll kind of critique them. And if you remember last time I was in, I was telling you how I got some guidance on my haunt about lighting the tree up and everything.
That's right, yeah.
And it was like I didn't even think about it. But to get someone else's perspective and their ideas on it. And so we kind of go around and enjoy it. And then, you know, some of the people will have snacks for us, maybe some cider to drink. And then, you know, we'll hit approximately 9 or 10 different haunts. We'll start in Bay, go into Avon Lake, and I'd like to end up in Lorraine. There's this one really involved one that they've done several. They've done a pirate ship. They've done a train coming out of their garage. And this year they have like a drilling device that came through the ground. That's in, you've seen the pictures
of
that.
I saw that, yeah. That looks really cool.
That's one of the members of the Haunt Club, and so that's on our list. And something we did this year is we've produced signs that say that this is a Cleveland Haunt Club yard haunt, identifying it as one of our haunts. And if you'd like to see more, go to our Facebook page. So people, if they would like to go, and something we like to do during Halloween is just drive around and look at the different decorations that people have. And you know, some of our members really go to a lot of trouble for this. One of our members, he changes it every year. And this year, he's put together a whole zombie outbreak containment facility. And it's got like a electronic device that it's all pre-programmed with all this stuff. You got to come out and see it. I can't really give it justice talking about it. But he changes it every year. And he puts a lot of money into it. He scraps it. And then he does a different one next year. And it's just that's how he – most people would just keep the same thing, like me. I would just keep the same thing and maybe change it a little bit because that's a lot of work and I don't have that much time.
Well, you know what works though, right?
What works for me, for sure. But I like to keep it simple.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I think you just sort of answered it there on two different points. But is there one place you're always kind of looking forward to on a year-to-year basis to say, oh, this guy brings it every time he steps up?
Yeah, I'm kind of partial. I live in Bay Village, and we've got this one street in Bay Village called Elmwood, and a large portion of the residents on the south end of that street really get involved.
That's cool.
And they do, you know, a big display. And they shut down the street on Halloween night. They put up barricades because there's so many kids that come over. They'll get like 500 kids that come over.
500?
And they come from all over to see it because they look forward to it. And what it is that there's an actual, like, my one friend, he's a member of the Haunt Club, Keith Stevens, he does a whole mini haunt in his yard. And the last 2 years, he's done the Dark Side of the Wizard of Oz. And so it's actually, you go through, and he has actors, and they play out parts of the Wizard of Oz. It just turns out this year, I'm going
to
be Oz at this event. So
no,
I will be great and powerful. Yes. Great and powerful on Halloween night. I don't know about that, but at least I've got the annoying voice for it.
No, you've got the perfect voice for it. I mean, see, as we're talking, and I think when you left here last time, Matt and I looked at each other. We were like, wow, you know, if you're going to a haunted house, that sounds like a voice you would hear at a haunted house.
Frightening is what you're telling me.
But it fits the part, though. It's perfect. I mean, it's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. But I think if people look around in their own city, you're going to find people who are just as passionate as we are and go to a lot of trouble. I saw this one person in Parma. He built a almost full-scale AT-AT from Star Wars. That's, you've probably seen the pictures of it, that's in his front yard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like next level. There was a guy on Clifton in Cleveland, just east of 117th, who had built a roller coaster coming out of his house, and it was like a real roller coaster. And it had skeletons in it and everything, and I think he probably changed it up this year. But I think if you look in your area, you're going to find some really awesome yard haunts that people do, and you can just kind of drive around. And a lot of them don't mind if you get out and take a look at it, you know, look a little bit closer. So there's one guy in Avon Lake, he even has a little mini working radio station that it broadcasts about like 6 or 7 blocks. I only know that because I drive by quite often to hear what music he's playing. But people really go to a lot of trouble to put the effort in for the Halloween displays.
Okay, does he have the lights that blink to the music, or is it just kind of a spooky kind of music thing?
He does have the whole cemetery, but he's a prop builder. So he has, you know, like moving. There's one with
cool.
A spirit and a thing. But if he has a sign at the front of his, this haunt has a radio station. Tune into it was like 89.5. And literally for like 6 or 7 blocks, you can hear it. And I work with this band called Nox Arcana. We produce atmospheric background CDs for Halloween and stuff. I did 2 CDs with them. And it's cool to drive around and hear your music playing on there. It's like, hey, that's nice. I didn't hear the one that I worked on a CD called Zombie Influx, and the other was called House of Nightmares. And so, you know, hearing the music play on there is pretty cool. But I would love to have my own little mini radio station for my haunt, but...
See, now you know what Steven Tyler feels like, right?
Right.
You're driving around, you hear your music,
playing.
See, we feel the same way.
Me and Steven Tyler, yeah.
You guys get mentioned in the same sentence all the time, right?
I'm sure.
It's pretty common.
Absolutely.
We get the same thing. We hear our voices on a commercial. It's a little weird at first, but then it's kind of cool after a while. So
exactly.
We understand that effect. See, I feel like with this, it's a lot like Christmas lights. Everybody feels like they've got the best, or they're trying to put forth the effort to make sure they get noticed or they're recognized as one of the best. So when you guys are doing these yard haunts, are you guys going out there with the intent of seeking out what another member of the haunt club has done, and you kind of stumbled on a couple of other yards along the way? Is that typically how it works?
Yeah. To some degree, that's the case. We have a set course that we're going on with the intention of going to certain ones, but it's always good to see ones that are just you happen by on the way. So,
interesting. So what kinds of things are you looking for? Are you looking for, like, creativity? Are you looking for just something that maybe you've seen before, but it's just been done so extraordinarily well? Or maybe it's just something that's so outrageous, like the guy who built the roller coaster. I mean, that's out
right.
of this world awesome.
For me, I just enjoy the detail and how much trouble they go to and like the little things, you know, taking some plastic headstones that you get from Spirit Halloween and putting in your yard. I mean, that's cool. You're trying. I give you credit for that. But the guy that builds his own props and does some things, and, you know, like our members at our meetings will teach you how to build your own cemetery fence out of PVC pipe and wood. And it's like, if I see someone did that, like, they're going next level.
Sure.
They're putting the effort in. And they're, you know, building your own toe pincher coffins, like the old wooden coffins from the Old West. People that do those, it's like, all right, that guy's going next level. He's putting the work in, sort of thing. So it's like, I appreciate that.
It makes total sense. So I got to ask you. I mean, some people go crazy during the holiday season. They love Christmas. You don't really strike me as a Christmas guy.
Not really a Christmas guy. Yeah, so, I have a Halloween tree up all year round.
So,
literally.
What goes into a Halloween tree?
I work with this company. I don't know if I had told you before, but I have a company called Zombie Works, and I make these products and stuff. I work with this one company out of Grand Rapids called Hornaments, and they're horror ornaments for your Christmas tree. So it's like Death Angel and Gargoyle and Pumpkin and Skull, and that's what's on my Halloween Christmas tree.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's like it's either black and orange, or you get a black tree. And I know this sounds really weird if you're not into it. They're like, okay, this guy's kind of creepy, but there's a lot of people who do the same. My girlfriend Luna and I just vended at this Halloween festival in Chillicothe this past weekend. And it was a first year event, but this city in Southern Ohio, they wanted to embrace Halloween. And so they approached me and said, would you come out and be one of our vendors? But we would like you to be a presenter on Friday night, do a presentation on building your own props and whatever you want to talk about. So I went down there, and it was great. Like, the people were all into it, and they liked the products that we had. They were interested in all the different things that we had. But it was just like the one common factor was Halloween. All these people that came out, they were there because they enjoy Halloween, and they embraced it, and the city embraced it. And they asked me to be a judge for the costume contest, which was a big honor. It was cool. It was fun, you know. And to see these people putting the effort into their costumes, and it was just really a lot of fun. And it's cool to see that it's, you know, it's pretty universal here in the United States. And it's big in a lot of other countries as well, Halloween is. And so it's just to be a part of that is pretty cool.
Absolutely. Well, it's pretty cool to be a part of Boo by the Woods. And again, that's going down this Saturday. Make sure you check it out. Tickets are sold out to actually go on the tour, but there's a lot of other cool stuff going on. Jeff, before we cut you loose, for those interested in getting more information on the Cleveland Haunt Club, where can they go?
You can go to Facebook and look for Cleveland Haunt Club. We've got information on joining our group and events that we have going on. I did want to mention one thing. There is an event that is free that's coming up in Bay Village on October 28th. That's a Saturday from 12 to 2. It's called the Boo Village Monster March. And this is an opportunity for you to take your kids out in costume, and they can go to these different merchants at one shopping center and then march down Dover Center Road to another shopping center, and they can get candy, and the Bay Village High School band comes out and plays. And it's just a fun event. It's a two-hour event on a Saturday, just another opportunity to embrace Halloween, get the kids in the costume, enjoy the day, and go out there and just have a good time.
Very cool stuff. Always a pleasure, my friend. This is a blast.
It is. I enjoy coming in.
Well, one of these days, we'll see if we can put you in touch with the right people, because I think you might have a future in this whole radio thing if you ever wanted one. You're awfully good at what you do.
But well, thank you.
Yeah, if you ever wanted a future in that radio business, I think we could probably get you in touch with the right people.
Well, but that sounds good.
Always awesome to have you in studio. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you, Bull.